This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
What are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
In the practical training, well, the only thing that I want or need to do now to get my MVQ level 2 is the lead weathering. I've done the bathroom suites, the airing cupboards, heating systems, flushing of heating, central heating systems. So I've gone a fair way down the ladder now, and I'm nearing the end, which is a nice feeling.
I'm sure it is, and that sounds like quite a vast amount of experience you have got already. What was the thing you most enjoyed doing in your practical training?
All the practical training has been outstanding, all of it. There isn't anything that I could say hasn't benefited me in some way, so I've enjoyed it all.
Philip, before you came to do your practical training in centre, you were given some studying materials and to the virtual reality program. Was that helpful in terms of learning about the trades before you actually coming into centre?
Yeah. You can't not do the studying. You need to have an understanding before you attend the practical. You need to know how systems work and why they work the way they do, or the training will not benefit. It's very much part and parcel of what you do. Without that, you would not be able to get the practical training in a 1 week period or even 2 weeks at a time. You'd struggle.
Do you have any tips or advice for potential students how they could improve on their training and do better?
Really study the theory before you attend, as I say. Practice at home, you know, within reason, but only what you know you're capable of managing. And, you know, pipe bending and that down in the garden shed, things like that will get you a head start when you get here, and then move on from there.
So did you do lots of DIY work before you actually came into centre?
They advised that it wouldn't be a bad thing to get used to the pipe benders, start bending some pipes down in the garden shed, putting on couplings, getting used to the various couplings and attachments that you can use. And it all gives you a head start when you actually got here. So yeah, my advice would be to practice a little bit in the garden shed.
Stephen, I know some people find it difficult to combine and juggle their everyday life with their studying commitments. And you, as somebody who is in a full-time position at the moment, how did you manage to combine your everyday life and your working commitments with your studying part?
Understanding partner. Finish my shift and start again. If you really want to strive and achieve, you've got to put the time in. Nobody ever said to me that the course would be easy, but it's definitely worthwhile doing. So when you've finished your normal working hours, then you've got to commit to so many hours a week and sort of set yourself a target. Yeah, because as you go on, things become more, to a degree, it becomes a bit easier because you have a basic understanding, and then you get on to a more advanced understanding, and it's a bit easier as it goes along.
Well, Stephen, that's all great, and thank you very much for sharing all the information with us. I'm sure students will find it of invaluable help. I'm wondering, what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? You already mentioned that you want to develop your career slightly in a different direction and perhaps one day run your own business, perhaps?
It's possible. My eldest son is a joiner. My youngest son is a plasterer. I hope to be a plumber. There is an avenue there.
So you might
set up a business.
A small family business and
potentially
take it from there.
Potentially, yeah. But there's no hurry. It's the next step for me may well be to sign up for my gas fitting course, and that would be the next stage of my training, and then we'll look forward from there.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan, Philip. After you enhance your skill set and become qualified, we wish you best of luck in your chosen career, and thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.